Today on Gardening in a Minute, fruit trees for North Florida. Edible landscaping can add a lot to your landscape. With a fruit tree, not only will parts of it be edible, but it will also provide shade. In North Florida, stone and pome fruit do well. Stone fruit include peaches, nectarines, and plums. They're called stone fruit because they consist of a seed enclosed in a heavy pit, surrounded by soft flesh. Pome fruit, such as apples, pears, and the native mayhaw, also do well. Make sure to choose a variety that is adapted to the North Florida climate. Some of these fruit trees have been bred to create low-chill varieties that will do very well in our mild winters. Pick a fruit tree today, and you'll be picking the fruits of your labor for years to come. For more information about fruit trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, monitoring insects. Insect monitoring, or scouting, helps you to understand insect activity in your garden. Monitoring helps you find species that are present, see how many are there, and where they're located. Be sure to sample both pest and beneficial insects. Monitoring can be done visually with the use of nets, sticky cards, traps, or even by watching what comes to your outdoor lights at night. Use a field guide or other resources to identify what you catch. When you know what the problem is, then you can determine the best treatment options. Your choices may include doing nothing, conserving the natural enemies, adjusting how the plants are culturally maintained, or applying an appropriate pesticide. Frequent monitoring can help you avoid major pest problems down the road. For more information about monitoring insects and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vegetable gardening with raised beds. Raised beds can be a great way to grow vegetables. They provide you with complete control of the soil and make access and maintenance a lot easier. Gardening with raised beds is not a new concept, and it's easy to do. Construct a frame for your raised bed using bricks, concrete blocks, recycled plastic, or any non-toxic wood. But you don't need to be handy, as there are many simple-to-use kits available. Most beds are 3 to 4 feet wide, but they can range from a few inches to a couple of feet high. Raised beds allow you to mix your own soil, possibly reducing pests and allowing for larger harvests. Why wait? Start your raised beds today, and you can be enjoying homegrown vegetables before you know it. For more information about raised beds, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cool season vegetables. Fall is a popular time to plant vegetables, and there are lots of choices for your veggie garden. It's the season for greens of all sorts. Sow your edible landscape with mustard greens, spinach, lettuce, kale, collard greens, and cabbage. All of these vegetables are high in vitamins A and C, and many also contain high levels of important nutrients, such as calcium and iron. Other cool season vegetables include cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, celery, and radishes. Because the sun dips more to the south in winter, you may need to relocate your garden to a sunnier part of your yard. Many cool season crops can be planted multiple times throughout the growing season, providing an extended harvest. So give your garden TLC and enjoy the fruits of your labor. For more information about cool season vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, snapdragons. Snapdragons are a traditional favorite for the garden, as kids of all ages love to squeeze the flowers, making them open like a dragon's mouth. Snapdragons are appealing annuals that come in a veritable rainbow of colors. They range in size from 6 inches to 3 feet tall, so you can select a variety that fits your landscape. Plant snapdragons as weather cools in the fall. In North Florida, you may want to protect them on the coldest nights. They do best in soil amended with organic matter and prefer full sun. Snapdragons make great borders, and they're beautiful when planted in groups. They're a long-lasting cut flower and can even thrive in containers. Accent your snapdragons with pansies and alyssum for a cottage garden feel. For more information on snapdragons and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.